Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT on FM News 101.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is late in the fall, and you know what that means. Well, yes, first of all, it's Barbecue Nation on KXL and here at the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT, along with Miss Kayleen Beaujolais, and we'll have some guests here in the studio in a minute. But first, I was telling you, it's not just the rain, or it's not just tailgating, and it's not just hunting and fishing. It's turkey time. And that's right. Thanksgiving is rapidly approaching here in a couple of weeks. So today on The Nation, we're going to talk about two important subjects, if I said that right. Wood pellets. Now, what do wood pellets have to do with turkeys? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute. And we're going to talk about how they're made and which ones to use and what you can think about doing when you're actually going to be smoking a turkey. And we're also going to talk about pellet grills and how to prepare your big bird for the smoker and ultimately the table. We have Levi Strayer with us from Bear Mountain Forest Products. And returning this week also will be Aaron Hubbard from our Black Olive Pellet Grills and the good sponsors of ours. And, of course, Miss Kayleen, as I said, is riding the slides again for the nation. So let's get going. I'd like to welcome you, Levi Strayer. Nice to see you.
Nice to be here today.
How's things up the gorge?
It's wonderful.
Yeah?
A little bit of rain, but that's always expected.
A little bit of rain. So you work with Bear Mountain Forest Products and also Smokehouse Products, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Right.
Give us a little background on the Bear Mountain Forest Products, especially the pellets that you make for cooking. They've heard me talk about it on the show, and they've heard me do the live reads about your products. But from your perspective, and what do you do, tell us how they're made and what goes on there.
Yeah, Bear Mountain's been around since the 80s when we first started making wood fuel pellets, but we've been making barbecue pellets since then too. And we source all the raw materials, bring it in most from the Pacific Northwest, and we screen it, sort it, and make the perfect blend. Everything, all of our barbecue pellets are made with a specific blend that's been tested over, you know, decades and decades to know what that right mixture is to make the flavor wood that you can use for your recipes.
Now, I was fortunate. I came up. I saw your plants up there in Cascade Locks and up in Hood River for a smokehouse. But what impressed me was really the quality of the wood. You know, I know there's some companies that, and I'm not going to name any names, but they make pellets and they just kind of take whatever they can get. And I was actually going through like a lunatic, digging through your sawdust pile and looking through the bins of wood and stuff, and it all looked very clean and very solid. You know, I didn't see any rot or mildew or anything like that in the wood.
Yeah, the key to a good barbecue pellet is the raw materials and knowing that it's pure 100% wood, no bark, none of that mixed in there. We don't use any oils, additives, chemicals. So the key is 100% true, all-natural hardwood.
Are they held together just by pressure?
Yeah, when they go through the pelleting machine, it's all pressure, bulk density. Once it compacts it at that high pressure, it holds itself together. And it uses the natural,
adhesives?
Adhesives that are already in the wood, and that's what holds it together. But we also dry the pellets to such a low moisture content, because the drier the wood is, the faster they're going to smoke instead of burning off water and steam.
I've noticed that in using other pellets. And like I said, we're not going to name any names here, but, you know, I've bought off brands of pellets. We have a pellet stove in my home, too, that heats part of the house. It's a very efficient unit. But when you've when you buy off brands because they're cheaper, or it just happens to be the only thing that's open that time of night when you forgot to go get pellets. Ta-da. You can tell by the way they burn. They don't burn as hot. They don't burn as clean. It kind of gives this, I don't know, not even a smoky smell, kind of a musty smell or something comes out when they're burning. So, and then I catch hell from my wife. So there you go. Anyway.
I've been there too.
Yeah, you've been there
too. Late night run to the hardware store to get something that tastes like paper.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good. It's not good. So when you make these pellets and they're compressed and they've done all that, a lot of people, and you've talked about this briefly, but a lot of people will add flavoring. You know, it's kind of like people that use liquid smoke and stuff as a barbecue. You know, I've always thought they should be flogged.
Right.
But, you know, that's just me. You guys don't do that, though.
No, we are 100% all wood, and we live by that. And we wouldn't want to get away from what's natural. We grew up looking at the Native Americans smoking fish with their alder wood, and, mm-hmm. and we believe in that same concept. If it's all natural, it's here to be used, and that's where you get your true flavor from, the actual wood, not from an oil or a liquid, or it's from the real wood.
You know, I'm gonna put a little reach out here for you in just a minute, and people think that maybe this is a little wacky. When we were talking to Carolyn Wells from the KCBS a few weeks ago, and she made a comment, and I don't think most people caught it, about how she hopes like the EPA and stuff will never shut down barbecue smokers. Because evidently there's movements in areas to do that. And, of course, out here we have a lot of fireplaces and pellet stoves. Excuse me. One of the things I think that is, a component of that is that when people use these cheap pellets and stuff that have adhesives and glues and artificial flavoring in wood, but I guess you can do that. Anyway, that's what stinks. It's not the natural wood smoke that smells bad. It's all this other crap that's in it.
Oh yeah, you can tell when you burn a pile of garbage versus burn a pile of dried cordwood. You're gonna see a lot of difference.
Sure. So what's your favorite pellets to work with there?
Flavor. If I'm doing fish, I always do alder or apple. Apple is a good universal, from pork to fish to mm-hmm. really anything. But pecan is becoming a real good one too. And I've been testing a lot of our recipes with that.
So where do you get the pecan wood from? We don't have a lot of pecan trees up here.
We have our sources that...
We have our sources.
I mean, even like your hickory and mesquite, you know, they're not natural to the Pacific Northwest either.
But... Sure. You guys just buy truckloads of that stuff?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Shipping must be incredible on that.
Yeah.
You have your own truck line now? Your own freight line?
Yeah, SML Trucking.
Is that you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There you go. That's incredible. So give us a little background on you, Levi. How did you get into this? I mean, you were a ski bum for a long time, weren't you?
I was. I spent over 10 years up on Mount Hood and working at the ski areas. And the owner of Bear Mountain... And Smokehouse, Bob Sork, great guy, best guy you'll ever run into, and becomes your best friend right away, and that's what happened to me.
So you actually have a best friend?
Yeah. You know, if you ask him, he might not say that. But...
He might not say that, but he'd be okay with that?
I'll consider it.
All right. Anything you don't like to smoke with your smokers, your pellets?
I try everything.
Yeah, Jell-O?
Jell-O, chocolate.
Chocolate.
We got our cold smoker. We smoke chocolate and cheeses and nuts and salts. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all good stuff. We're going to talk about that more in a little bit here coming up. I wanted to tell you folks, too, that Painted Hills Natural Beef is a proud sponsor of the Quack Shack at the Oregon Ducks home game. With yours truly here, flipping the burgers and killing the cow. Painted Hills Natural Beef has no hormones and our antibiotics, no steroids, no nothing, no styrofoam. It's all good. It's beef like Grandpa used to raise. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef from beautiful downtown Fossil. You ever been to Fossil?
I haven't.
You haven't been to Fossil. Anybody else here been to Fossil? You know,
sounds like a reason to go, though.
You guys haven't lived if you haven't been to Fossil. You go to Biggs Junction and take a right, turn off at Condon, just follow the road straight down through Condon and into Fossil. Don't blink, but it takes you right to Fossil. It's great. They actually have fossil beds there behind the high school. Anyway, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation, and we will be back in a few minutes with Levi. And Aaron Hubbard is coming up, so don't go away.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio. You're pulling me close. I just say no. I let it fall.
It's Full Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to the nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates, KPNW down in Eugene and KACI in the Dalles. Thank you for having us on there. Kayleen, did you know that if you have no debt at all and you have $10 in your wallet, you are wealthier than 25% of the country? You know that? You're shaking your head, yes? You know that? So what if you only have $5 in your wallet? Are you 37.5% wealthier or what? No? You don't know. Work on that for me, would you? Okay. We've got Levi Strayer with us from Bear Mountain Forest Products. And who came up with the idea of making pellets anyway?
Well, it kind of came around with the start of the pellet stoves and
yeah.
and the grills. But our owner, he was in the forest industry, and he realized all the sawdust and shavings was just going to waste.
Right.
And so that's where he came up with the concept of how to take that waste material and recycle it into something worthwhile.
Well, he's done well with it, that's for sure. Now, are you guys the biggest pellet manufacturers?
We've merged with another company, and now we're the largest residential pellet producer in the United States.
Excellent. Yeah. And is your stuff all over the country now?
Yeah, through a number of different brands, but we're from Maine to Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's all headquartered in Hood River?
The main corporate office is now in Sandpoint, Idaho, but our two main plants are still here in Brownsville, Oregon, and Cascade Locks.
Interesting. It's Sandpoint. Is that so you can skirt across the border in case something bad happens? You know, save everybody's butt.
No comment.
No comment there. I'd like to welcome Aaron Hubbard back to the show. Aaron is sitting right next to me. Aaron is from the Black Olive, the pellet stoves there, and pellet grills, I should say. That's kind of an interesting concept because you guys were the first ones to come out with that.
Combining the Kamado style with the pellets?
Right.
Yes.
And I'm really excited. I still haven't got my grill yet, but
it's waiting for you.
I know. We've all been busy, so it's my fault for not coming up to get it, but I'm really excited about trying it.
Because you'd be making a lot more trips to pick up these pellets if you'd come pick it up.
I know. Well, I'm trying to work out a deal with him where they just bring them to my house.
Truckloads. They have their own trucking company right
here. I know. I heard that somewhere. So, you know.
It should swing by my house. I can give you address. We can just do it.
Two drops, and then guys can go back to the terminal.
Plus, he'll hit his sales goal for the month, so we're good to go.
Yeah. What's with you?
We'll start working with Amazon and drop it off with drones.
Yeah. Well, that might be a little hard, you know. Well, did you see the thing, not to get off the subject, but did you see the thing in Seattle where the drone hit the big wheel last night, the Ferris wheel? Some person, usually I use an adjective there, was flying their drone and it tried to fly it through the Ferris wheel and it missed. And it hit one of the support struts and then crashed into somebody's table. You know, they're sitting down there having Starbucks or something on one of these right below. And poof, anyway, well, that's off topic, I know, but it was pretty funny because I was thinking, God, I'm going to be there tomorrow. Anyway, Black Olive Grills, you guys didn't know each other before today.
We didn't know each other.
So it's a good combination. It's giving me this like the match game here, you know. On
behind curtain number one.
Behind curtain number one. How important is it to use high quality pellets, really, Aaron?
It's actually really, really important because most of our issues we have with like warranties and those claims come from poor pellets.
Yeah.
You get a lot of buildup in the burn pots, that type of thing, if you have less quality pellets. And we have guys that just geek out on pellets all day long trying to design up these things and figure out which burns the best, how they burn the best, what temperatures, what speed your fan's at, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's critical.
Well, I think so, because like I said, having, you know, not only using them in the barbecue aspect, but also as a heat source in the house, I can tell you, you know, the buildup in the fire pots, but also in the augers, because if they get, and I don't know about the Black Olive grill, but I'm talking about internally and other things I've done. If your grill is outside and it gets a little damp, heaven forbid that would happen in the Northwest.
It never happens in Oregon.
Never. And then all of a sudden you've got this kind of gunky crap in your auger and you got to clean it out. You know, not good. No bueno.
Well, especially since our grill hits the higher temperatures.
Yes.
If you use a really cheap pellet, then you get it looks like a slagtite in there,
mm-hmm.
where it's like some poor chunk of molten concrete in there,
right.
Molten metal in there.
Right. No, it's ugly, and I have to clean them out. I've had to clean them out, you know. So what gives? Yours doesn't do that.
Yeah, all the characteristics of the pellet play into that, from bulk density to the moisture content to – know how it's produced along the line. So yeah, how much heat comes out of it, how much ash content is left in the bottom once you've burned it, you know, the BTUs coming out of it, it's all based on the raw materials and how the pellet's made.
I don't think, honestly, having done this for a while now, and this is a learning thing for our listeners, but I think those are the things, to put it in a positive perspective, that they should really consider when they're going to buy not only pellets, but a pellet grill. And, you know, if they're going to look at a Black Olive Kamado grill, but they need to look at those things and remember the quality counts. Somebody told me that when I was a kid, quality counts on everything. And I think that's true in most everything in your life, but especially when you're doing this. I mean, why would you want to trash, a $25 steak, if you will,
or a $75, brisket
or something. You know. Yeah. Why would you want to do that and use cheap ass materials? I guess you can say cheap ass. It's my show. I guess you can say cheap ass. Anyway,
I think my mom just kind of took a deep breath right
there.
She? Yeah, she did. I
can
her.
Sort her out on that if she wants.
Okay.
To. Yeah, I'll send her the Jeff's 10 favorite words type thing. Do you have a pellet grill at home? Do you have to clean it out, Levi?
No, I don't have a pellet grill. I use our cold smoker with a regular style grill, but that runs off of pellets too, so it functions in the same way and still have to clean it out in the same way. So same thing there. I still look for a quality pellet that, you know, burns better. And
yeah. Well, and same thing in your Little Chief smokers, that's your smokehouse products. I use your pellets in those. And I've got your cold smoker, and I use that. But quality counts. We're going to be back on The Nation in just a minute. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we have to go do some business, or we don't get paid.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT on FM News 101.
Welcome back to The Nation. That would be the Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network and KXL in downtown Portland, Oregon. Beautiful day here. what can you say? It's winter here. I mean, they say it's fall, but it's really winter. When you see that much rain coming down, it's winter. I've got Levi Strayer from... where are you from there? Bear Mountain Forest Products. Yeah, and we've got Aaron Hubbard from Black Olive. The new Black Olive pellet grill is just really cool. I've actually seen it in action, and I'm impressed. Aaron cooked me a piece of steak out there. We did a remote last month, and he cooked this big hunk of steak, and I just kind of walked by and took it right off the grill. I wasn't going to share, and it was really good. By the way, before we let these guys talk anymore, you can email us at barbecuenation@kxl.com. or if you have a recipe to share with us at recipes@kxl.com. If I actually use your recipe on the air, I will send you personally, myself, out of my own pocket, a big prize there. So, the black olive.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a bird could you put on that?
Let's talk turkey.
Let's talk turkey. Yeah.
Oh, we have a drop down grill, so yep. You can get it real low.
Yep.
You can put a big bird on there.
Like a 25 pounder.
I don't know if you can go that big, but you'd be out there an awful long waiting for that sucker to cook.
That's a big bird. 20 pounder.
We'll say 20 pounds.
Yeah, that's still a big bird, though.
That's a big bird.
Yeah. And you've never cooked one? I mean, you've never cooked on the Kamado yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been there, done that. Maybe a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. All right. It's kind of a trick smoking a whole turkey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to be careful because it takes a long time, like you were saying, Aaron. It does. And you haven't done that?
I haven't done a turkey, no.
No.
Dude, should we probably tell them the rules of smoking a turkey?
Yeah.
No stuffing. Make sure it's thawed.
Yes.
Or that 25-pound bird, you might be there. You'll miss Thanksgiving completely.
You'll miss Thanksgiving. There was always a great story about how John Wayne went home one time. He had to go to his office. He had an office at the studios, you know, and he went home, and he just gotten married again. And his wife, Thanksgiving was important to him, just like Christmas was. And she went home, and she was going to cook a turkey, except it was frozen. And so she was trying to rinse it off and she had hot water. He just took them all out to dinner because he was laughing. That thing would have been 4 days to do that.
Yeah. And the way I kind of combat that is, have you ever brined a turkey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love to brine my turkey, so I'll throw it in there a day before.
Yeah.
It usually helps thaw it out, too.
24 hours is kind of a minimum on the brine thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for most people. You know what we're talking about, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've brined them. I've never smoked them.
Okay. They're hard to get in a pipe. But other than that, they're really good, like that. One of the things that about that, I just had a couple things here. I don't know what – I'm going to tell you what I have done brining a turkey, okay? I use – I just made some notes here. Sorry about that. A little kosher salt. Of course, I use, you know, a gallon or two of water just depending on the bird itself. I can actually use some oranges, mm-hmm. So the juice from some oranges. I use a little cup of sugar, 2 cups, whatever – some black pepper, some little bit of salt. I mean, you can kind of use anything you want if you've got a good combination that you're comfortable with doing, you know. And I just put it in there and keep it cold.
And, you know, the good thing is a lot of times it's always fun to try it out before Thanksgiving. And you can always brine a breast. That way you don't waste the whole bird.
Right, right.
So, you know, a couple of days before, you can always do your warm-up with a turkey breast.
Sure, sure. And if it doesn't work out well, you know, give it to your mother-in-law or your neighbor or something you don't like.
Yeah.
Then, you know, just say, here, I did this for you. Well, happened more than once at my house. Anyway, do you wrap them in cheesecloth when you smoke them?
It depends.
Yeah.
Most of the time I don't, because with the Kamado styles, you have that, you don't have a lot of air traveling mm-hmm. over mm-hmm. them. So you don't get the dry out on them.
Right.
I'll usually do a little bit of olive oil, rub it down with a little bit of olive oil.
I actually put a little olive oil and a little salt mm-hmm. on them like that. I've never been a big injectable guy. I mean, I just, for some reason, that's just not me. I've done it many times, but that's not the way I kind of cook things. And so if I am going to inject it, I'm more of a guy that will actually just kind of lift up the flap skin on the back and over the breast and just kind of put some stuff in there and put it back.
A little bit of butter.
A little bit of butter, a little garlic. I mean, I'm big on garlic.
Have you ever tried blue cheese?
Yes. It's
That's
wonderful.
A good one too.
It's wonderful. So you can really create anything you want. The reason I ask about the cheesecloth is you have to pay attention when you're doing that because you got to keep that damp. Mm-hmm. If not, you end up with a sticky cheesecloth outer coating on your
bird. It's kind of like peeling a Band-Aid off?
Kind of like pulling a Band-Aid off. Yeah, it's not good. Okay, so you two have never done the lightning round. Miss Kayleen, are we ready for a lightning round? Okay. And if we don't get it all in this segment, we'll finish it up in the next segment. But here we go. It's our Mission Impossible music. Ready? Okay, Levi, what is your preferred heat source when you're smoking or barbecuing?
Barbecue pellets.
There you go. Aaron, marinade or no marinade?
Most of the time, no marinade.
Okay, with or without alcohol if you do it?
Without alcohol.
Without alcohol. And that doesn't, I mean, that can be consumables too, you know.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. Okay. Do you have a favorite cut of meat, Levi?
I would go ribs.
Ribs? Aaron?
I gotta go with a ribeye.
Ribeye. There. What's the optimum aging time for beef for you, Levi?
2 days.
2 days?
28 days.
28 days. I'm like a 35-day guy, so as long as they're sealed up like that. Okay. Anything you can't or won't smoke in a smoker besides Jell-O? Levi?
No.
No.
There's nothing.
Nothing. Aaron?
I've tried a lot. Yeah. I have some things that didn't turn out so well.
But you've tried it.
I've tried it. I try it.
Okay. Good man. Aaron, if we made you czar of barbecue for 1 week, what would you decree?
Well, I got to think about that one.
Okay, we'll go to Levi and come back to you. Now you're on the spot. You
yeah, that's
quick.
A hard one, too.
You got to answer quick.
Don't know.
Don't know?
I'm going to say no liquid smoke, but I'm sure that's been said like every other person, right?
Well, yeah, and I say it a lot. So, no, I mean, it's true. It's just... You know, liquid smoke should have been sent to Russia a long time ago.
Yeah, anything okay. Unnatural.
Anything unnatural. Okay, what does the best day for Levi contain, you know, like outside of working? What's your best day of activities?
My best day would be catching some salmon in the morning, upland bird hunting in the afternoon, and smoking it all up for dinner.
Well, there you go. Aaron?
I'd say just sitting around the smoker. Just having a few cold ones, you know. Yeah. I'm a root beer fan, and so, you know, drinking a few root beers, sitting around with some friends, you know, getting that whiff of smoke every once in a while.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's barbecue, telling stories how your barbecue is better than theirs.
Works for me. Who would you like to cook for you? If you had a choice of anybody in the world, Levi, who would you have cook for you?
Junkie Yoshida.
Junkie Yoshida. Yeah. You're a brave man. Aaron, how about you?
I've heard a lot about your cooking.
It's okay.
I've cooked you steak before. I kind of waiting for that return of the favor.
Okay, well, we will do that. I give you my word. We will do that. All right. One thing you'd wish you'd never eaten, Levi?
Oh. I don't know.
You've loved everything you've ever eaten?
No. I can't say anything bad about my mom's in-law.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Aaron?
Mine would have to be undercooked chitlins.
Chitlin. Oh, jeez. Okay. What's your favorite band or musical group?
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. Aaron?
I'm a Steve Miller fan.
There you go. Favorite beverage?
I like me a sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla. You're a hardcore guy, man. Levi?
Double Mountain IRA.
There you go. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Okay.
Aaron? Boxers.
Boxers. Best advice for backyard grillers, Aaron?
Be patient.
Be patient.
And experiment.
Experiment? Okay. I can dig that. That's good. That's our lightning round for today with Aaron and Levi. I have some interesting answers there. I like it. Did you know that the state with the most millionaires per capita, Kayleen, is Maryland? You didn't know that? We're out of microphones today. That's why you can't hear folks. Which is really interesting because Maryland, of course, sits right next to Washington, D.C. Did you ever think about that? Just think about that. Next time you're paying your taxes. We got to go here. We're going to take a break here on The Nation and be back in just a minute.
Hey! Who wants to break the news about Uncle Joe? You remember Uncle Joe? He was the one afraid to cut the cage.
It's Barbecue Nation with Jeff Tracy.
I say I don't love you, but you know I'm a liar.
There you go. My mic's up now. Welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. Little pointer sisters for you there. This, Kayleen's pointing at me all the time in the studio, trying to tell me when to talk and when to shut up. And so that's why I thought the pointer sisters were like appropriate for this We've got Levi Strayer and Aaron Hubbard here with us today, respectively from Bear Mountain Forest Products. And they also do the Little Chief Smokers under another division called Smokehouse. And then, of course, Aaron, who's been on the show before, and we always appreciate that very much, is with the Black Olive Group there. And he's a pretty good cook, too. I haven't eaten what you cook yet, Levi. I don't know. You can cook for anything. But Aaron's a pretty good cook.
We'll have to have you out sometime.
Well, you do that. You do that. You take me chucker hunting, and then we'll cook chucker.
There we go.
Or quail or something like that. When we're talking about cooking turkey, which is coming up here in about 10 days, and you said you didn't, your experience, Aaron, was not to wrap them in cheesecloth and like that. You ever cook them upside down?
I've heard that.
So
that the breast stays more tender?
Right, moist.
You get the dark meat
juices run down.
Juices running down?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that smart. I'm always so nervous. I just throw it on there and
hope for the best.
No.
You can do that, especially if you're going to do the cheesecloth thing. Keep the cheesecloth damp and cook it for about the first hour and a half, 2 hours. Smoke it, cook it. You can do this. You can do it in a roaster too, but I'll tell you this, I've done it many times in a roaster and it gets real messy real quick if you don't know what you're doing there. Keep a lot of towels and a lot of oven mitts around you, but it is delightful, the taste that's in that breast meat. Because, you know, my mom used to get up in the morning and on Thanksgiving morning, and she'd put that turkey in at about 5:30 in the morning, and she'd pull it out about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm glad she doesn't listen to this show, because that stuff was true Reebok right there. Dry. Man, dry. You'd take 3 bucket loads of gravy to get that stuff, you know, so you could swallow it. Love you, Mom. But I can't do that. That's just no bueno for me. So
you have a reputation to uphold.
I do. I have to uphold a lot of things, especially this. So I figured out, and I'd seen it on TV, that you cook the turkey upside down. You just flip it over, but you can wrap it up if you're going to smoke it. Keep the cheesecloth damp. Okay, you've done the
burn. So what do you use to keep it damp?
You can just use water.
Water?
Yeah, just sprinkle it with water. So it's like that, because you don't want it to, like, dry up.
Could you use some fruit juice or
you
something?
You could use some
fruit
juice.
In there?
Yeah, you could do whatever you want, as long as it's liquid and non-flammable.
What, Jack Daniels?
Non-flammable.
Oh, non-flammable.
Well, you know, but I don't know what the temperature is at Jack when it explodes, because that's a world all by itself there. But you could put alcohol on it. You could use wine. You could use fruit juice. You could spritz it, you know, get a little spray bottle, spritz it. You're only going to do it for a couple hours, though, and then you're going to flip the bird back over and cook it. But I will guarantee you that breast meat will be more tender and juicy than
You know what? I'm going to commit to that this year.
Do it.
I am going to commit to flipping my turkey over this
You've
year
got my cell phone number. You can call
I'm going
me.
To text you pictures of it.
Good. Good, good. Good. I'm going to text you pictures of the Swanson TV dinners I'm cooking for everybody.
Smoke them.
I'm going to, you know, like that. And you can do a paste. Now you might like this because you like things a little exotic, if you will. Paste with garlic butter and some sage. You can put a little cayenne or you can put a little chipotle in. Just a little, not a lot. Because people that are going to eat turkey, they don't expect a little, you know, fiesta in their mouth there. They want, like...
Sometimes you just can't break with tradition. You know, you mess things up too much and they're not happy.
I'm saying you can do that. But would I do that?
I'm pretty sure I get slapped by my wife, though.
Yeah. Upside the head. No, tradition is good. You know, because we do the traditional, you know, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, candied yams, the whole thing. We got to do that. A couple times a year, you cannot vary. I think, you know, Christmas and whatever your own traditions are around that and Thanksgiving, you got to stick with those. Okay? That's Dr. Tracy's lecture for the day on cooking Thanksgiving turkey. Levi Strayer from Bear Mountain Forest Products, thank you for being with us today.
Appreciate you having me on.
We will put all the information, your personal cell phone number and everything else on the website so people can get a hold of you. And Aaron, my friend, thanks for coming in from Black Olive. And we're looking excited. I'm gonna get that grill from you in the next couple of weeks.
I hope.
Maybe I'll
it's
get
sitting
it.
On the it's sitting out there for you. It's has your name right on it.
Okay. Well, we'll do that.
And if you get it before Thanksgiving,
I'll do my turkey on it.
We can have a little competition.
We can. We can text back and forth. So pictures. Like that. Just don't let your wife see them. whatever I send you. Anyway, we'd like to thank Kayleen Beaujolais for doing this and all my guests today for being with us. And we'd like to thank you, the listener, most of all. Until next week, I'm Jeff Tracy. Ryan's warming up in the bullpen out there. You know, he does that wrist action in the bars. That's how he gets warmed up. McGarian does. Well, it's a drinking show. Anyway, we'll be back next week with more of Barbecue Nation. Have fun, everybody.